Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, could you give us an update on what's happening in Washington?
Yes, this week we found out that the federal tax laws are now 10 million words long. There have been some 14,000 changes to tax law since 1986 when Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill reached their bipartisan tax reform compromise. And every single change to our tax code makes compliance that much harder for American people with better things to do. Americans spend a total of 7.6 billion hours during their taxes every year, the equivalent of 3.6 million full-time jobs. Every dime which the government takes out of the economy means less investment, less spending, less saving, and less in charitable donations. So also, every minute spent on tax compliance is a minute of time that could have been used for work, for volunteering, for any number of more useful activities. 7.6 million of those 10 million words are the work of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. The American people are sick and tired of Washington bureaucrats taking more and more of their time and their money. People work hard. It's the government that doesn't seem to know the value of a dollar. And tax revenues are at record highs, yet we're still borrowing over $400 billion this year. We need to make our government and our tax code more efficient, stop playing favorites. For example, the president's health law added another 1,000 pages of tax regulations. So simplifying our laws to make them easier to follow ought to include repealing this health law. It didn't hire a single new doctor. It led to the hiring of thousands of new IRS agents, with a lot of people losing their doctors and costing a lot more in premiums and deductibles and losing health care. So that's not real health reform.
Congressman, a lot of people are frustrated that the president's health law is still not repealed.
I understand that. I certainly share that frustration. By this time in the past year, in the past month, we have made some progress toward that goal. On October 7th, President Obama signed into law another bill that originated in my subcommittee, in Energy and Commerce Committee, Health Subcommittee, which I chair, and there have been a lot of partisan attacks on Congress for trying to protect the American people from the president's health care law, but this is the 10th time that President Obama has actually agreed with us, made changes to his own law, and this latest change protects American workers who work for small businesses. Big business and the wealthy are going to do just fine under the president's big government agenda, but the American people have to be protected from it. And the president's health law imposes mandates on companies with a certain number of employees, making those employees get entirely new coverage in some cases, which often means higher cost. And Congress took action to raise that threshold to protect employees at the smallest American companies. We want to encourage those companies to grow, not burden them with new federal mandates. And a lot of people are frustrated that the president's health law is still in place. I don't blame them. I'm frustrated too, but Congress has succeeded in making 10 changes, even with the president's support. And they're common sense ideas. It'll benefit everyone, Republicans and Democrats. And we'll continue to do that, but the law can't be completely repealed and replaced until at the soonest January of 2017. We'll continue to protect the American people from the flawed care law, as health care laws, as much as we can.
Can you give us an update on the Planned Parenthood scandal?
Well, this week, Planned Parenthood, which is America's largest abortion provider, sent a letter to the National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins announcing that they would no longer, quote, take any reimbursement for expenses, end quote, or associated with the organs, the body parts of unborn children aborted in their clinics. They did this for political purposes, for public relations concern, in their own words, quote, to debunk the argument that our opponents have been using, end quote. It is just shameful that they care only about politics and about how they look in the public eye. If anything, this just raises further suspicions about what kind of activity has been going on that would require this political cover, and Congress will continue to investigate the trafficking of unborn baby body parts, organs, until the truth comes out.
Congressman, do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I certainly do. I have some very good news this week. The unemployment rate in Lancaster County has dropped once again to 4.3%, making it the third lowest in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. The unemployment rate in Lancaster has been cut almost in half since January of 2010, when 22,400 people were out of work, and now the number is 11,800. This isn't just a number. Every new job means that more people are working, contributing to society, honing their skills, and going from unemployment to a job can mean going from poverty and dependence to independence, and we should celebrate every one of our neighbors and friends who's found work in recent months. We should do all that we can to help those still looking. The unemployment rate still hasn't returned to its pre-recession level when it sunk to as low as 3.9% in May of 2008, but we're getting there. And every step of progress helps our neighbors and helps our communities.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.